Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9, Christmas Eve. You got that right, especially if home happens to be New Orleans, right? And with that, we're joined by Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. How you doing, Kelly Schultz? Merry Christmas to you and your daughter.
Merry Christmas, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. You got your Christmas shopping done or not?
Christmas shopping is done, yes. I am done. Everything is wrapped and ready to go.
How old is your daughter now, may I ask?
She is 16.
Ooh. I'd like to know what's on that tree. I bet you got some nice stuff for her.
Yeah, she's going to have a good Christmas, so.
Good for her. Tell me about New Orleans. Are we going to have a good Christmas? What is there to do? Let's start before we look back at the year and ahead of the year. About Christmas Day tomorrow, I was looking at the New Orleans & Company restaurants open for the holidays. Not that many, really, huh?
Well, you know, a lot of places that are open, the restaurants that are open on Christmas Day, have been booked for a long time.
Ah.
A lot of people have a family tradition of Christmas Eve or Christmas Day going out to one of the iconic New Orleans restaurants. I was talking to someone at one of those restaurants a couple of weeks ago, and they said that they were just already booked solid with family gatherings and holiday parties and things like that. So, but if you can't get that reservation, there are still lots of other things to do actually on Christmas Day, like the NOLA Christmas Fest at the Montreal Convention Center, for example. Mm-hmm. And there's also Celebration in the Oaks at City Park.
Now, Waffle House is open, I see on your list here. So that's, right? I mean, worst comes to worst.
That's right. No, there's a lot of things to do in the city. You know, we're still in the midst of Holidays New Orleans Style, which is our 40th anniversary that we celebrate the entire month. And that includes the Réveillon dinners at our restaurants. It includes the Papa Noel hotel rates throughout the city. Of course, we had the caroling in Jackson Square. There's great shopping that will continue through the end of the year. A lot of things as part of Holidays New Orleans Style that we've been doing this now for 40 years, and it's still going strong. And that's, you know, we market that to visitors, obviously, but it's also just a good reminder for all of us who live and work here what a great time of year this is to be a New Orleanian.
Tell me about some of the distinctions that the city received in 2024.
We, you know, looking back at 2024, we had a pretty good year for tourism, which, as you know, is our most important industry. And we won a lot of awards and honors. And these things, you know, really do matter because visitors look at this as a way to choose in a very competitive marketplace where they're going to maybe plan their trip or where they may wish to, you know, bring a convention or event. So looking back, you know, Good Housekeeping named New Orleans one of the 4 must-see cities for family travel. USA Today honored us as the most walkable city. Condé Nast Traveler named us one of the best places to go for New Year's Eve. We received several kind of world's best awards. So Travel and Leisure, top cities in the U.S., TripAdvisor, best food destination for the 2nd year in a row, and then also Time Out magazine named us one of the best cities in the world to visit. And that was just 2024. And my favorite, Tommy, is Travel and Leisure magazine named New Orleans one of the best places to go in the month of August.
Really?
Yes, we actually hosted this reporter and brought her in, and her takeaway was that there are a lot of great things to do in New Orleans, even in the extreme heat, because of things like the culinary restaurant promotion and Museum Month and all of our indoor air-conditioned activities. She named us one of the best places to visit in August. So, and we're not even in the new year yet, and we've already won two new honors for New Orleans about 2025 as a top place to visit as well.
The August thing was really about my birthday on the 11th, was it not?
That's right. Okay, we did it for you.
I thought so. I thought it was, you know, people say, well, what are we going to do in New Orleans in August? Well, you know, it is Tommy's birthday on the 11th, and all of a sudden people start showing up. You know, I was going to ask you, as big as the Taylor Swift concert, well, the Eras tour, I can't say concert, the Taylor Swift phenomenon was, man, coming off the heels of that. Now, is there anything as big coming to New Orleans? Well, yeah, I think there is. Tell me about the preps for the Super Bowl.
Yes, preparations for the Super Bowl have been well underway for years, and we're coming down to the final stretch. You know, this is really a remarkable, if you think about what it takes to host and execute and win a Super Bowl, it's really incredible. And New Orleans is now going to be doing it for the 11th time. February 9th will be our 11th time hosting Super Bowl. It'll be Super Bowl 59. No other city has done that except for Miami. So we're really excited that it's all coming together. I know people can see all of the construction and improvements that are going on around the city to get ready for the big game. But, you know, again, these improvements are being made for the Super Bowl. But as people who live and work here, we're going to get to live and experience these benefits for many years to come.
Who do we thank most for this? Who do we count on, some unsung heroes, as we count our blessings, Kelly Schultz?
For the Super Bowl?
No, well, for everything. For all the convention business in the city and the tourism business, and maybe some people that make it work, the oil that makes the machinery run, if you will.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people at New Orleans and Company who work hard to make this industry run, and all of our partners. But I'll tell you, Tommy, I think the most special thing about New Orleans and what visitors remember are our people. They remember the friendliness of our people. They remember that everyone has a story. Everyone wants to take good care of you, even if you don't work in the hospitality industry. Our nature here is to, you know, let me cook for you, or let me have you try some of my gumbo, or, you know, come be part of this tradition that we celebrate here in New Orleans. So I think, you know, certainly every person who works in hospitality, whether you are the manager of a hotel, or you're a bartender or a tour guide, or driving a taxi or an Uber, these people are the front line, and they really do make a good impression. And that is what we hear more than anything else out of all of our great food and music and culture and architecture. The one thing we consistently hear about what draws people back to New Orleans are our people and our spirit.
Well, you know me, Kelly. I'm just an all-around nice guy. No, but I do make it my point. If I'll see somebody walking around the CBD and they seem a bit confused, I approach them gently. And, you know, it's like, anything I can help you find or anything? Because, and I think the point I'm trying to make is that the residents, the cab drivers, the person that opens the door at the hotel, the people that make the beds, whatever it is, they are, in essence, the face of the city, right?
That is exactly right. I mean, and there are, you know, about 80,000 people in our region that have jobs in the hospitality industry, and that includes all levels. It includes careers. You know, this is something that many people do for decades and years, and it's a really respected profession. You know, I was at Antoine's the other day, and you meet servers who work there, who have been there. You know, their father worked there, their grandfather worked there. You know, one gentleman, his daughter now is working with him. So it's just really a beautiful thing to see how seriously we take hospitality and how genuine we are. You know, when you see that visitor in the warehouse district and you offer them assistance, that's genuine. That you're not just doing that, you know, to be phony. It's a true, genuine hospitality, and our visitors feel that. And I think, you know, throughout all of these awards and events and big things that we're doing, I think our people really do stand out the most.
Thank you, Kelly. God bless y'all. Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful daughter, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Tommy. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. 855 traffic now, WWL.